I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene about Donald Trump in part. But the one thing that I think that the former Congresswoman is not seeing is that some of Trump's policies are absolutely saving us or attempting to save us from actual physical military invasion. We typically call this Red Dawn. I've been on this topic now for 15 years. I said this is a danger. This is something we need to worry about. And we're going to go ahead and look at this and see if we can't link Trump's policies to current economic status, to the threat to the United States in a three-tiered analysis. And I just hope someone sends this to Marjorie Taylor Greene. So she can see that on this issue, the president is absolutely correct. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, where the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time, help us by sharing with us. We are brought to you by a tremendous set of products, and it's about frequency. And frequency is the basis of modern medical research. Been in use in alternative healthcare for quite some time. We're made up of frequencies. Organisms, different parts of our bodies carry different frequencies and react to frequency applications. And this is what modern medicine's telling us. Well, we've got some products here from Body Align that do just that. Now, I invest in the EMF defense of my phone. I don't want to get glioblastoma. Also, too, I use the energy band for good portions of the day, but don't wear it to bed. Take it off 2 hours before you plan to go to bed because it will keep you up. These are all natural products. You get the pain product, sleep product. I got a really good message the other day from someone on social media comments, and he said he had bought this for his mother for chronic pain, and he was writing to thank me for introducing me to the product because he said it works so well. It does work. These products are tremendous. Want to know more? Oh, I almost forgot the most important thing here. The price. 2 for 1. You get 4 for 2, 2 for 1. Go to Body Align, Align, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. One of the things that first got my attention about the Red Dawn, so-called Red Dawn invasion, was George Bush, a Rhino Republican, who admitted knowingly, let them come across, dangerous cartel members in the early days of cartel. This is George Bush. Clinton, amazingly, did more for border security than Bush did. So this isn't so much the left-right paradigm. Bush was a reflection of the times, totally owned by outside interests, and big corporations wanted illegal labor since there were tariffs on American products coming back into the country, and they wanted to hire people for a dime an hour. 10-year-old kids that wouldn't go to school. And they would work on the assembly line 14 to 16 hours a day in the Pacific Rim nations. This was the George W. Bush legacy. Well, that and 9/11, his presidency was a disaster. You notice no Republicans ever hold him up in high esteem. I mean, we mentioned Reagan, and that's as far back as we got to go before Trump. It's pretty bad. It's really bad. Okay, let's take a look at my early concerns. I said that with these elements coming into America, number one, we run the risk of being overwhelmed by millions of people. Many of them are going to need social care, right? Welfare, free medical, free education. And this takes your tax dollars. And I started asking the question at that time, just practically. I said, how many third world nation people can you take on till you become the next third world nation because you can't afford them? It has nothing to do with the quality of the person, But we also knew we were getting some criminals, which you would expect in any large population group. Most of them criminal? No, I don't think so. And some of them have adapted and their kids are doing well today. But the reality is this started the flood. If we would have just stopped with Bush, we could have eventually absorbed all this and come out the other side. But what we weren't counting on is we were starting to get MS-13 in this country as early as 2004. Now, I remember reading articles about it. I had people on my talk show in 2007, people from the Border Patrol saying, we got a big problem with organized crime coming into the country. Then there was the Fast and Furious situation with Eric Holder and the Obama administration. It was a big problem. And I said right then, uh-oh, we got a problem. And then I met a source. Met a source. And she said, did you know that we are training people, our CIA, in Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua? We're training them in camps. And here's what's really interesting. Oh, and I should mention my source was Kathy Rubio, and some of you have followed me for a long time ago. Oh, yeah, I remember Kathy. Yeah, she used to be a frequent guest on my show. She had a sister that worked in these camps. I'll give you the details in a minute. And she went to visit her sister, both fluent in Spanish, so they blended right in. One an employee, one a visitor, a family member. And what she observed was shocking. She said on my show more than once, she said, we have Army, we know they're CIA, we have CHICOM soldiers. Yeah, and people, oh, I got to digress for a second. I never received so much criticism. Oh, Hodges believes there are Chinese soldiers in Latin America. He's crazy. Yeah, you ever see the pictures coming out of the Darien Gap and Michael Yon? And where do you think fentanyl comes from? It's ridiculous. So anyway, I stayed true to my mission to expose this, but this was like 2009, 2010, 2011, and Kathy was on a lot. And actually, she was on a lot up until about COVID. And we talked a lot about this, and here's who they were training. And I didn't get it at the time. I had to have more exposure, and I had a DEA official who used to be fairly high up in DEA, and he gave me chapter and verse. But let me give you what Kathy was telling me. She said, they're training Middle Easterners and organized criminals was what she called them at the time, in these camps to work together. Now you got to stay with me through the logic of this because I'm giving you history that will become very relevant to the present. And I said, well, what are they training them on? She said, well, the usual automatic weapons, AK-47s, but surface-to-air missiles. Oh, and this was the time that Dianne Feinstein, the late senator from California, she wanted to only travel on planes that would be armed with deflection devices. Do you remember this? This made the news, and we don't know what happened to her request, but she knew about this. Well, she was tied in tight with the CHICOMs in California. Her husband used to do all kinds of land deals when the EPA come in and declare, oh, smelt fish here. Sorry, you guys can't irrigate your crops in places like the San Joaquin Valley. And the farms would all go bankrupt. And then he would swoop them up and sell them to the Chinese. And all of a sudden, the irrigation rights would be restored. That Dianne Feinstein and her husband. Yeah, we covered that in some detail, particularly with Paul Preston. But anyway, what ended up happening was I had this mystery, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this sounds like Red Dawn. And I mentioned this, but I didn't have a lot of particulars until a source came along in the DEA. And he used to be very high up on station in a Latin American country. And that's as far as I can go as far as revealing. And he used to give me unbelievable material. But what he told me was this. He said there's a cartel that's basically the Peruvian army in Peru. It's called the Sanchez Paredes Drug Cartel. Today we know them as the Shining Path. Jared Kushner. Exactly. And the Shining Path was transporting Middle Eastern terrorists, Al-Qaeda and the rest, to Central America to be trained on these advanced weapons, like light infantry. Okay, not real heavy stuff as far as what Kathy said she saw, but enough to pack a punch. And he said the Sanchez Paredes cartel coordinates this. And he said they're kind of the hub, and they at that time they were the biggest cartel in the world. And this would have been about 2014. And it was at that time that the first great Central American immigration invasion took place to the US border. Do you remember the Beast Train? I know we're going back 12 years, but the Beast Train and people pouring across the border. And thank you, Obama shirts. You remember all that? Yeah, exactly. Well, with some of the immigrants that wanted nothing but a better life, came across some of these organized criminals. Now, MS-13 is now in play in Central America, and they were coming into America, and they have set up advanced networks. Now, I got a follow-up story, and the next cartel is going to tell you how advanced they are, and we'll be going into Minnesota to describing this. I hope I have your attention on this. So, how does a Red Dawn invasion work? This is what I learned from military sources and what I learned from my DEA source who had really good info. He said they have imported fifth column terrorists. And then that's when I started writing articles. One of the articles was, "We'll wake up to a Tet Offensive of Terrorism." Do you remember the reference Tet Offensive? When South Vietnam, they had a truce with us, the North Vietnamese, Viet Cong, for a 3-day ceasefire. But they used that as an excuse, the communists did, to attack every capital of every province in South Vietnam. And the objective was to show America, we're not done fighting, and you better not support the war because you can't win. And that was the turning point of public opinion against the Vietnam War. Okay, that was my reference to Tet Offensive. Tet Offensive meant we're going to wake up one day and have coordinated terrorist attacks all across our country. We've yet to see that, but I believe we are going to see it. It hasn't been as overt as I anticipated because they have set up organized crime networks. I'll cover that, like I said, in the next segment. But a Red Dawn invasion has a fifth column behind the scenes and then an invading force to cross the border. Now, here's something else that I learned, both from my DEA source and from a member of the Bundy family. Remember them, Bundy family, right? BLM, land conflict, taking uranium out, sending it to Russia, Uranium One. Do you remember that controversy involving Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Oh, yeah. Well, I learned from one of the members of the Bundy family. She was in Phoenix. We had dinner together, and she laid it all out. Oh, my God. And she had good info. And I was able to take this info to my sources and they added to it. What they had discovered was that the Chinese were buying up these vast swaths of lands, getting government contracts from Obama, and they were setting up what appeared to be solar panel installations. We have them along Interstate 10 to where they're in the Loop Gunnery Range for they use for training. They're also South I-10 on the way to Mexico, Davis-Monthan Base, and in the Bundy case, they were near Nellis Air Force Base in a $5 million deal set up by the son of Harry Reid. Remember the senator with all his controversy with China? His son Peter Reid reportedly got $5 million to set this up. Now you say, okay, what's the relationship between solar panels and U.S. air bases? Well, it has to do with the Red Dawn invasion. What would crush a Red Dawn invasion? Superior American air power. Now, I'm sure there are other sites around the country that fit this, and you may be able to tell me about them, like places in California I would suspect have them, but I don't know. What I do know are the two locations in Arizona and the one in Nevada. Now, at the same time frame, an Iraqi general flying out of Luke Air Force Base just disappeared from the radar. He was flying an F-16, and we were training some Iraqi nationals who were going to help the United States with our control of that region, and they were training this general, and his plane just whoop dropped from the sky. They couldn't explain it. He was at about 10,000 feet, no mayday call, no parachute, nothing. Eventually, they found the wreckage near Douglas, Arizona, which is a border town, and they found the charred remains in what was left of the cockpit. He never got to bail out. And what they also found, as I learned from my sources, is this plane was brought down by a portable, listen to this, a portable EMP weapon that could be localized to disable a plane. Same business that Erica Kirk's mother, Lori Francie's in. And this was a relatively new concept. Now, what we learned was this was actually invented by the Chinese, developed in North Korea. I'm not sure about why this is true, but this is what I learned. And then it was given to certain terrorists in this country to experiment with. Would it work? And what we learned from my sources inside the Bundy family, inside my Air Force group. And by the way, at that time, I was actually teaching an extension class at Luke Air Force Base. I was teaching an intro to sociology class for a local college. And I had someone share with me inside information because it just came up in class. Oh, did you hear about this? And he said that was EMP. And it scares the hell out of us. If you were going to have a Red Dawn invasion, you would need to negate American air power. This is why I believe we probably have the same type of organizations in California, probably in New Mexico as well, making coverage of our southern border impossible. That on this side of the border, you'd have your fifth column terrorists carrying out attacks on the grid, supply chains, so forth, in a coordinated Tet Offensive type of move. This is classic Red Dawn. Now, at the time that I was looking at this in 2014, in terms of the immigration that was going on, we had some remarkable things that were happening in this administration. They started admitting foreign nationals into the American military. This raised a lot of eyebrows saying, well, how do we know we can trust these people? Shouldn't they at least be here, get naturalized, become part of American society? And then, of course, come on into the military. Welcome. Instead of just making it the choice of first option. And Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, was pushing the move that if they join the military, they become a citizen, which became policy. So now you have the infiltration into the American military. Folks, this is a lot more serious than people believe. And let me digress to a recent current event that will point out how dangerous this is. A TDA, Transnicaragua, right? The gang from Venezuela that Maduro exported 2 million of them. He opened up the prison, says, go. Go forth and prosper in America. Well, they would have their nightclub activities. They would have their trafficking strategies and activities at night through various nightclubs. One was in Commerce City, Colorado, which is just north of Denver. But the big one that got my attention, what was on TV from Colorado Springs. Authorities, federal authorities, and local county sheriff from El Paso County helped bust this one organization. Care to guess who was providing security for this organized TDA criminal activity? Soldiers from Fort Carson. This is the danger of this type of infiltration into our military. Now, that's the threat that's set up, as I understood it, going back several years. What's the threat today? How does the history come into the present? And this is where, to me, this gets really intriguing. I have dropped a lot of stories, actually, I think four or five, about silver. We have a silver crisis in this country. One, we need twice as much silver just for military, solar panels, circuit boards, all high-tech stuff. We need twice as much as we're getting. 70% of silver mining is a byproduct, so these mines can't ramp up production very easily. Secondly, 30% are run mostly in third world countries. This becomes a real problem for us with silver supply. China has 70% of silver production. And then we get into the fraud. They made it legal, but it's still fraud. Wall Street, Bank of London, silver certificates. They don't have the silver to back it up. It's fraudulent. I advise people cash out of your certificates now. Take what you can get for you lose everything. That warning still holds. Shanghai, there's three markets: London, Wall Street, Shanghai, China. Shanghai deals with the real minerals. And right now, there's about a 12-point gap between the price in China and the paper certificates. The real thing's a lot higher than the paper certificates, which are soon going to be worthless, in my humble opinion. Now, if China has the silver market, what does this mean for national defense? It means they can develop more high-tech weaponry because they have the silver to do it. In the United States, it's going to take silver confiscation, but even that only supplies about 10% of the needs. So we have a military production problem. And when Trump says, "Oh, we don't need Greenland for the minerals, we got plenty of minerals," bull crap. They got a lot of silver. He needs Greenland. He needs Greenland for military strategy too. Another topic I'll get into later. Okay, so we have a silver shortage problem that affects military. What do you need besides a high-tech army and navy and air force to conquer a major nation like the United States? What you need is oil. You can't project military power without oil. So when we see these people, I can't believe how uninformed some Congress people are. I like Thomas Massie. I do. He got up before Congress. Trump is only there for the oil. Yeah, damn straight. And it's a good thing. Thomas Massie needs to get a copy of this. Because Congressman Massie, let me explain something to you. If we don't stop oil from going to China from Iran and Venezuela, they will be able to project military power with more high-tech weaponry. They already have a manpower advantage. We won't be able to stop them. This is where the Red Dawn comes in. The Red Dawn is the preliminary invasion. People say, "Oh, I just don't believe it." Well, really, where the hell do you think fentanyl comes from? That kills, what, 100,000 Americans a year? Where do you think that comes from? The precursor chemicals come in from China to Mexico. And by the way, I've had a couple of sources in Pemex in Mexico. This goes back over 10 years. And the Chinese have gained control over Pemex in combination with the cartel. And I was describing this 11 years ago, how it was happening with an inside source. It's a fact. The Chinese are embedded with the cartel and they're embedded in the Mexican government. In fact, in 2016, CELAC, which is Latin America, 34 nations, 32 of them had resolutions against the United States and resolutions in favor of relationship with Communist China. And I said, I'm really worried. Now, El Salvador was a victory thanks to Southcom. Long story too long for here. But El Salvador is a strong ally. Trump's policies are turning some South American countries into allies because he's using the economic fork. But the reality is this, is Red Dawn is real. And the Chinese established outposts. They're, by the way, they're in Panama. Chinese soldiers are in Chile. They're in Panama. They're in Nicaragua. I talk to expats in Panama. They see them all the time. They're there just waiting for the moment to facilitate a Red Dawn invasion. And that would be the first wave. The second wave is overwhelming weaponry, but they need oil to project it. So this is how Trump is trying to help America. Basically, getting control of Venezuela. He's an imperialistic dictator. Folks, we're already at war with China. This war has already begun and it's been going on for a long time. And Trump is trying to cut the legs out of the Chinese military being able to project power. We have people on the ground in Iran, and you heard my interview with Shaheen Gobadi, right? Ex-Iranian legislator who's in exile now in France, who wants Iran overthrown, wants the mullahs and the Shah gone. And he talked about some of these things. They want to partner with America, one, to develop their oil more efficiently than their dictators have. And that's true in Venezuela as well. Now, the oil companies in America are hesitant. ExxonMobil said they're too unstable in Venezuela. I agree. And if Congress is allowed to pass a prohibition on the president that invokes the 60-day limitation on the War Powers Act, we're in big trouble. Because that oil is going somewhere. If it doesn't go to us and share with the Venezuelan people, it's going to go to China. And the same thing is true in Iran. This is a huge problem. Because now you've got a nation with the manpower to invade the US with a superior weaponry, numerical advantage. And then they have Latin America on their side. And the first wave would occupy us. The reason I told you about the localized EMP weapons, I don't know that we can repulse a land invasion. I don't know. This would be a major problem. And the cartels are in partnership with both Middle Eastern terrorists that are part of this triumvirate and Chinese troops. And yes, there are Chinese troops in the Sierra Madre. Boy, Steve Quayle and I got blasted for saying these things back in about 2012. Right now, this is fairly common knowledge. And I've had enough federal whistleblowers tell me through the years that indeed is true. I'm just going to say this. I have criticisms of Trump right now, and some of mine coincide with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Sometimes you got to make a deal with the devil because you think the outcome is going to be better than the cost of who you're dealing with. And that's why Susie Wiles is there, ran Netanyahu's campaign. That's not who I want there. It's your chief advisor? Exactly. Peter Thiel, who couldn't answer the question, does humanity have a right to continue? Couldn't answer the question on tape. I have a real problem with some of these associations that Trump has gotten into. I have a trouble with the cover-up of the Charlie Kirk assassination. And it's a cover-up. And it wasn't Patel that just did it. It was Patel on behalf of what he was told to do. This is a problem. But a bigger problem is, do you want Chinese tanks rolling down your streets? And I've been plagued. I've had bad dreams about this. I'm with my neighbor. We got blown out houses, remnants, and we're crouching. And I'm pissed off. I'm going to fight. Somehow I have an anti-tank weapon on me. And I'm going to stand. And my neighbor is saying to me, Dave, get the hell out of here. We got to go. We got to go now while we can. And I have dreams like this because I have known about these scenarios. I've known about the training, the blending of Middle East terrorists and the cartels. By the way, you know what the cartels do now? They chop people's heads off. They didn't used to do that. Where do you think they got that from? They got it from Middle Eastern terrorists. Don't think for a second that Mark Carney is not selling out the United States. Do you know what his background is? Bank of London, City of London. That's his background. They're no friend of America first. It's America last, and we need to get rid of it. President Trump, I believe, is acting in the best interests of our country with regard to this. And he may be knowing in some ways I'm not aware of that he needs to marshal these alliances. And this is why he needs an alliance with Israel. So there's a lot of things about Israel I don't like, Charlie Kirk. A lot of things I don't like. And it's not Israel per se as the nation, it's the leadership in Israel, as I keep saying. But if you don't say that, then anti-Semitic, okay? So those comments come into play, even if you oppose Netanyahu. Ben Shapiro will say, oh, you want a Holocaust? I mean, that's his perceived attitude from my perception of him. No, we need to defend Israel. We need a military alliance with Israel, but we don't need a one-sided parasitic relationship with Israel. And we do need them because we will need them if China makes a move on Middle East oil. And I don't think it's so much Russia. I think Putin could come around to Trump, and I'm seeing signs of them dividing up their regions. Putin let us go in and take Maduro. He knew we were coming. That was no surprise to him. What are we going to do? One, we're going to have to back Trump. But also at the same time, we need to get rid of people like Lindsey Graham and other rhino politicians, that it's not about America first. Ted Cruz, he needs to be gone. Unfortunately, they're not for re-election in the Senate, but we need to identify them and who what they are, and I support Marjorie Taylor Greene in that. I do believe Trump is an America first president, but I think he feels he's got to make deals because his inability to control his administration led to shortfall in policies in his first term. And I believe the deals he's making now, I think, are ill-advised. I think they're an attempt to correct the inability to have the necessary partnerships in place. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen. We are at war with China. We are at war with the cartels. Mexico is the enemy of the United States. No, not the Mexican people. The Mexican government, Claudia Sheinbaum, is owned by the cartel. Ergo, China. I don't think 32 out of 34 Latin American nations are against the United States now. I think it's about 50-50 because of the work of Trump. But nonetheless, we are still in danger of invasion. And wait till you hear what I'm going to tell you next. In the next segment, I'm going to show you how far the covert invasion has gone. It's not about paramilitary activity, traitors in this country and the military. It's not about that. It's about how the cartel structures have embedded themselves in the American way of life. And what I'm going to tell you is downright frightening. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Do you think that what's happened in Minnesota with regard to the quote unquote Somalian community, and not including all Somalis, of course, do you think it's just about laundering money, putting it in bank accounts, buying luxurious cars. Oh, certainly some of that's happening. But this goes far deeper than the mainstream media is telling you. Federal documents, officials are speaking pretty clearly. It's just not being covered properly. This activity in Minnesota has rendered this state to be the epicenter of organized crime in America, cartel slash Chi-Com related. And it's linked eventually to the downfall of the United States. Paramilitary forces that I covered before when we talked about Red Dawn, paramilitary forces are certainly coming into play with this. This is providing the men and materiel to carry out such an operation, as well as profit on other stuff. And we're going to get into the other stuff right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. We're brought to you by My Digital Money. Bitcoin is going to start escalating soon. Position yourself now because the price has been artificially repressed. It's going to explode. And the rich that are selling off their silver at a profit are going to need somewhere to put the money, and that's where they're going to go, among other places. Gold, of course. But Bitcoin right now will do the biggest, most volatile turnaround in history. Be at the forefront of this. The company I use is My Digital Money. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. No pressure, just information. Start there, look at what they offer, then call them. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. We have a really big problem. A judge, a Somali judge, who's really an American success story, was given granted entrance to this country, came here broke, graduated from law school with honors, became a judge by the age of 40, and he has now been busted. His office has been busted with $314 million of estimated drug, $800,000 in cash. We look at his judicial record over a 6-year period. He downgraded over 40 drug cases and let people walk. Created scenarios where there was no punishment, even though it didn't overtly raise suspicion. But officials became suspicious when they started finding trafficking in and out of his office and after hours. And one thing led to another. This is just one judge. $314 million of drugs, enough fentanyl to kill millions. Well, where do you think the fentanyl came from, people? What does your common sense tell you? The fentanyl came from where? Let me hear you say it. Come on. Don't be afraid to say it. Fentanyl always originates in China. Who transports it? The cartel. But wait a minute. Isn't the border closed? Yes, the southern border. Now, there's some tunnels that have not been detected, and there's some stuff that slips in with the auto traffic, the truck traffic that comes across our southern border, but it's been dramatically reduced. So then, where is it coming from? Canada has a communist in charge of their government. His name is Mark Carney. British Columbia is almost a province of China. The Chinese have unfettered control of the port in Vancouver. This is stuff we've covered before. Huge communist Chinese influx into Canada. This has been well documented. Sarah Westall have done a show on this, done a show with Canadian nationals on this. This activity is crossing our northern border, which is largely undefended. And they recruited poor Somalians. Right? This is where you go when you want organized crime. You recruit people that actually need jobs. and they've created this vast empire with drug trafficking routes emanating from Minneapolis all across the country. Major routes going into Seattle, surprise, surprise, Denver, San Francisco, Chicago. And Chicago has huge TDA presence. Denver has a huge TDA presence. In case you don't know, that's the non-existent cartel that the Democrats deny that's out of Venezuela, Transnicaragua. By the way, the area is actually an area. It's a centered area that we're all in prison. This is why they call them the TDA, because they're from that area. Now, here's one interesting thing. A discovery was leaked to me, and I'm going to present this as speculation, but I believe it's true because of the source. They found a secret panel that contained future operations. One of the operations was a prison break. And all of a sudden, I flash back to about 2 years ago, and there were huge gun busts going out of Arizona towards Colorado, out of Wyoming towards southern Colorado, coming in the eastern corridor in these massive gun busts. Now, Pueblo, which is about 50 miles to the east of Canyon City, major supermax, thought to be impenetrable. Pueblo is a known major cartel city. And that's where these shipments of arms were going, according to what the captured people told the authorities. This made the news for about 2 days. Flip the switch, it's gone. We covered this extensively. This fits in with what I've been told they found in this irregular panel. Press it, it's a fake wall, opens up, and whoop, there are all the plans digitally stored. It strongly looks like, and I suggested this 2 years ago. I said, man, who's in Canyon City? Who's in that Supermax? His name is El Chapo. And I said, do you think maybe these were guns meant for the breakout of El Chapo? I raised the question 2 years ago. Now we're getting what I've been told is evidence that there is a prison break planned for El Chapo. If you don't see this as the embedding of major cartel slash Chi-Com interests in this country, you're not paying attention. It's everywhere. We've had busts in our sheriff's department, pre-Jerry Sheridan. Maricopa County Sheriff's, three busts, cartel related. Phoenix PD, cartel related. And I told the story here recently where we've got relatives on the southeastern side of Phoenix, just outside Maricopa County in Pinal County. Says, yeah, you travel south here, be careful. You better hope your car doesn't break down. It's all cartel. They are embedded in our society. And what I'm talking about is fifth column activities when the Chinese invasion starts. It'll start with Red Dawn, and Chinese would be the second wave. And we're seeing evidence of these criminal activities making huge sums of money to provide money and material to these forces, as well as huge profits to the benefactors that would be Communist China and the cartel interests and the politicians who support them. I think we're going to see a lid on the Somalia thing. I think our DOJ and FBI are going to go quiet because if what I've been told is true and what already appears to be known, if this comes into fruition, these are facts. This invasion is so huge into our society that it would shock every American to the core. And this is what this administration doesn't want. They want you to think that they're protecting America against organized criminal activity. But folks, the Somalias are just the foot soldiers. Now, here's what's interesting. Would you care to guess where the governor of Minnesota spent a great deal of time? If you have heard China, you've heard correctly. Start connecting the dots. We're in a lot of trouble. The invasion has started. These are the preliminary activities that you would need to take down us, America, the size of our nation being what it is. More to come. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, with a stunning revelation. It is remarkable. And she didn't even ask me. We're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And it looks like we're going to be joining forces with Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's right. She came on YouTube and she described perfectly. Toss them all. You know, if you've been following me for any length of time, for years, years, going back to 2008, I started talking about we need to toss them all movement, get rid of the rhinos. And I tried to get a website set up. No one wanted to take the bait. No one wanted to help. Tossthemall.com. Well, we're going to talk about what MGT said. MTG said, I should say, right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Banks are in trouble. Silver is sinking them. Debt is sinking them. But they will sink you if you leave the bulk of your resources and wealth in the bank. And that includes your retirement. Noble Gold can convert your retirement to something under your control, backed by gold and silver, instead of fiat currency that may not be here in a year. Sound like a good idea? I hope so. I buy all my gold and silver from Noble Gold. I have no retirement associated with the bank, thanks to Noble Gold. And they want to help you do the same. And for new qualified buyers, they're going to give you this beautiful silver coin. Call 877 877- 646-5347, 877 646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. Well, I just watched a 9-minute video of Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, I wasn't forced to resign. I'm going to force every single Republican to make a decision. And she made it an either or, kind of like what I do, either on Team Jesus or Team Satan. Well, she was just as definitive about MAGA. She said, you all say the MAGA America First phrases, and then you go in and vote for the same things the Democrats vote for. Amen, amen. Now, she went and gave a lot of examples. We got people starving in this country. But we send billions off to Ukraine. Thank you. We got people that can't meet their daily requirements, not just food, everything. And she says, and we send millions, hundreds of millions, billions actually, off to Israel. Amen. She talked about the undue influence of Israel on our politicians. Amen. Israel has 300 nuclear weapons, minimum. They don't need all this money. Marjorie Taylor Greene says in the next primary, she will have identified on her website the ones that are bad that need to be voted out and how they voted in Congress, where they gave money to, and who they take money from. This is the toss them all movement I have been talking about for 18 years. I'm admitting a failure. I couldn't get it off the ground. Oh, it's a great idea, Dave, but no one would volunteer to help. Marjorie Taylor Greene has the resources to pull this off. I'm going to step in and help. Tossthemall.com may become a reality. I don't know what she's going to call it, but it's here. And it's about time. You know, it's funny. The Democrats are categorizing what's going on our side of the fence as a fracture. Look at Charlie Kirk. It's fracturing MAGA. No, it's making people decide. Do you want to support an institution that was once noble, led by a great man, that's now been taken over for illicit purposes that are not American-based, nor Christian-based? That's the choice you have to make with TPUSA. The other question I have is also this. Do you want to continue to vote for politicians that sell you down the river, that vote in their own special interests to get their own donations at your expense? And she says, I'm going to expose all of it. And she says, why do you think so many Republicans have resigned? Good question. Really good question. Now, I have to say, there's some things that I disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on. One is Trump cozied up to the wrong people. Yes. In totality, no. Susie Wiles should never, never have been on his staff. She's not America First. She should be working for TPUSA. Follow my drift. Trump needs to break with Peter Thiel. Just on moral grounds. Peter Thiel, in an interview, do you think humanity has the right to survive? He wouldn't or couldn't answer the question. Trump, you need to ditch him. You also need to say, hey, Israel, we'll support you. We'll help defend you, but we're not going to fund your foreign wars of imperialism, and you're not taking over Gaza, not with our money. Should be doing that, and he's not. Should be ordering Kash Patel to do a real investigation into the Charlie Kirk murder instead of the paved over nonsense, pun intended. But she really is against Trump. She criticized him for Venezuela. She's wrong on that. I'm going to discuss that in the next segment. She is absolutely wrong on that. So you're saying, Dave, that you don't agree with her on everything. No, I don't. But I agree with her in principle. Because we have too many Republicans that vote Democrat. We have two Democratic parties. And America's sick of it. But we need to unite people and focus on the midterms and get the establishment Republicans out. Out. Gone. History. And we need to bring in people who reflect our values. I think Trump is in that camp, but I think he's playing too much politics and he's compromising too much. Maybe he feels he has to. I'll say this, I do agree with Trump on Venezuela. I agree with him on Iran. Stay tuned. Because that's exactly what I'm going to cover with you in the next segment. Why Marjorie Taylor Greene is an heir over the Venezuelan criticism. She's pretty much right on most other things. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know if you ever heard me talk about Toss Them All, as in tossthemall.com, but welcome to the party. It's about time people start waking up. Join us, people. As we redo MAGA to make it really MAGA.